Psalms 124, begin reading in verse number 1. This is a psalm of David. He's writing, he said, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the streams had gone over our soul, the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." Let's pray and ask God to help us tonight. Amen. Amen. If the Lord help me for a little while, I'd like to preach tonight on looking back on the battle. Looking back on the battle. Here, as I said, it's a psalm of David. We find no doubt that this psalm has been written on the heels of some great victory. And it seems not only to have involved David, but it looks like the whole nation of Israel was involved in this, whatever it may be. We can only speculate about the certainty of these circumstances, what it may have been or how it, I tried to look, and I looked through different commentaries, and nobody could ever pinpoint what he was writing about. But it looks to me here that Israel was on the brink of some great disaster, that they would be lying almost in total ruin. And after it was all said and done, David sits down somewhere with a pen in his hand, and he begins to write the words, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side." I don't know where he was at. I know there's some writings of David. He was in the cave of Adullam, different places that David wrote from. But here, it doesn't tell us a whole lot, but I believe he's sitting down somewhere. His mind begins to reminisce about the battle that he just come through. And the words come to his mind, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side." I don't know much about it, but it seemed like that David fully realized that had it not been for the hand of God, he wouldn't have been there. Seemed like he fully realized had it not been for divine intervention, Israel would have been lost, his kingdom would have been in ruin, and everything that he had worked so hard to build up would have been destroyed. But he pens those beautiful words, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side." And I'd like to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, from looking back on the battle. I don't know, as I said, I looked it up. I tried to find, a lot of times they'll tell you, there's times that David wrote from the cave of Adullam. There's time the Bible said he was in a hold, different places. Here it doesn't tell that, it doesn't tell where David was at, and it really doesn't necessarily say that he was talking about the nation of Israel. He could have been referring back before his time. He could have been referring to things that had happened in his reign there as the king of Israel. I don't know, Brother James, that maybe he sat down and he began to look at the scroll and he began to read the writings of Moses as the Lord began to move in the early years of the nation of Israel. And he began to read about Moses where God spoke to him and said, "Go down there to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go." And he said, "Lord, who am I going to say sent me?" He said, "Say, I am that I am has sent thee." And David maybe began to read that. He began to look over it, and he sees where they come out with a high hand of victory, where not even the dogs wag their tails. And David reads on, and he finds the Red Sea shore, and he realizes if it had not been the Lord, the Red Sea could not have rolled back. And he begins to look on and he realizes if it had not been the Lord, there would have been no fire by night and no cloud by day. He realizes if it had not been the Lord, there would have been no Jordan rolling back in the swelling of the tide. There would have been no march around the walls of Jericho. There would have been no delivering. The armies of Pharaoh would not have been drowned if it had not been the Lord. And I believe he got happy and he realized if it hadn't been the Lord, there would be no children of Israel. I wouldn't have a people to rule. I wouldn't have a throne to sit on. But thanks be unto God, he brought us out with a high hand of victory, and he hadn't caused our enemies to triumph over us. He began to read about it, and Maybe he read about the quail flying in and the manna and all of these things. And he, if it had not been the Lord. And that's just my speculation. I don't know how it was, Brother Daniel, but maybe he went on down and he read about the invasion of Sennacherib, that king, and maybe he went on down and he read about when the children of Israel were carried away captive into Babylon, and he read where they hang their harps on the willows. Then years later, he read where God brought them back to their desired place. He brought them back to the house of God. David goes on and reads all of these stories. Maybe he read the book of Esther where they were on the brink of annihilation and the enemy had risen up against the Jewish nation, but God turned the tide and he brought down the enemy and he brought them out with a high hand of victory. And Mordecai, I said, who knows, Esther, but for such a time as this that you were brought into the kingdom. And David writes it again, if it had not been the Lord, he's seen time and time again where God intervened. His own personal experiences where Saul was chasing him, trying to kill him. Then it was his own son Absalom, and David goes and he's got story after story after story where he could look, Brother Larry Wayne, and realize if it had not been the Lord, I would not be here today. I believe that's why he got inspired to write Psalms 37 in verse number 25 where he said, I have been young and now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed go begging bread. David knew what it was to get in a place, Brother Daniel, where there wasn't any way out of it. He knew what it was to be trapped. He knew what it was to be in a hole, Sister Eloise. He knew what it was to be surrounded on every side by enemies. His city's been burned with fire. The women and children are gone. And the Lord said, go after them. I'm going to give it all back to you. And he realized if it hadn't been for the Lord, I wouldn't have had my city. I wouldn't have had my family. I believe I'm preaching to some people tonight. And we realize if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, there's no way under the sun we'd still be here tonight worshiping in the beauty of holiness. David fully well understood that if it was up to the natural and if it was up to the way that nature had its course, Brother James, he should have been dead a long time ago. The lion should have slain him, and the bear should have slain him, and the Goliath should have took him out, and Saul the javelin should have pinned him to the wall. But it seemed like somehow God just eased David. I believe that's why he wrote, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, because when he got near a trap, God would just ease him around. And he realized God's brought me safe thus far. He's kept me all the way. Brother Larry Wayne, he never failed him. He never let him down. He didn't let the enemy kill him. He had been with him all the way. I believe if it was me, I believe what really would have got to me, Brother James, it was when David failed. When David should have been stoned, when he should have been killed, God didn't just cover his sin up. God dealt with him, but God just kind of had a way about it. He just soothed it. He restored him. He put him back up. And I believe David's writing this as he's weeping, and he's remembering all the times that God brought him through all the battles. Even the Lord told David, David, you're a man of blood. You shed blood. David, the women wrote the songs and said that Saul has slain his thousands, but David is 10,000s. That great warrior king realizes all the near misses he had, all the brushes with death that he had, and he realized it's only been the mercy of God. I believe that's why he was so adamant. His mercy endureth forever. Every time he'd write a verse, his mercy endureth forever. Why did he do that? Because David knew if it had not been the mercy of God, he would have been gone a long time ago. He said, if it had not been the Lord, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. David knew what it was to be outnumbered. He knew what it was to stand with an army behind him that's shuddering and be the only one that's willing to stand against another nation and God bring the victory. He knew what it was when all the odds were stacked against him. He knew what it was to come out victorious. If it had not been the Lord. But that's David. But what the Lord laid on my heart, I wonder tonight if we've got anybody here under the sound of my voice that may would have a story to tell, somewhat like David's, Brother James, of a time in their life when they knew full well if nature had its course and the devil had his way, that they would have been dead and sleeping in their grave, or at the very least they would have been out of the house of God. How many of us in here tonight, as we look back over the year of 2007, we see times, Brother James, when it looked like everything was lost. It looked like there was going to be no hope. It looked like the devil was going to destroy and tear down. It looked like the enemy was going to get his clutches on us. We had close call after close call, but here we are at the end, and we're standing tall, and we've got our shoulders squared back, and said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, there was times we was in trouble, and the devil was fighting and warring in our church and in our homes, in our lives, in our workplaces, but thanks be unto God which causes us to triumph. We're still here tonight. We're still shouting the victory and holding up the banner and realizing God is with us. I believe we could say Ebenezer, for hitherto hath the Lord helped us. I don't know, maybe 2007 was your year. Maybe that was the pinnacle of your Christian experience. I don't know. Maybe 07 you were closer to God than you've ever been. Maybe you didn't have much temptation and it just seemed like God floated you through it. Maybe you had plenty of money and you were shouting the victory and everything was going well. And if that's the case, thank God for you. But I'd like to preach to the rest of us that we realize if it had not been the Lord, we would not be sitting here tonight. The devil tried too hard to pull us down. He tried too hard to get us out. But thank be unto God, we're still here and God's still for us. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Was there anybody here this year that you were tempted by the enemy, Brother Daniel? You were, that temptation come, and it's amazing to me, most of the time it comes at a moment of weakness, whether it whatever kind of temptation it may be, temper, fleshly, whatever it may be. But that temptation came, Brother James, and we realized right then that we were in trouble. We realized, Brother Daniel, that I didn't have enough in me to stand the temptation. And we wondered how we're going to get out of this. Then all of a sudden we looked around, and God made a way of an escape for us, Brother Larry Wayne. The Bible said He'd open a door of hope in the valley of Achor. I don't know about you, but I know I wouldn't be here if it had not been the Lord. There was too many battles. There were too many temptations. There were struggles and trials and battles. But thank God He kept me. Thank God He made a way of an escape out of every one of them. Thank God He kept me strong. Psalms 124 and 4. David said, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. Is there anybody this year you felt like you was drowning? Felt like you was just going under? I don't know what you was drowning in. You may have been drowning in sorrow or despondency or just discouragement or debt, whatever it may be. There's sometime this year, I feel like in prayer, that there's those here that were felt like they were literally drowning, like it was everything they could do to keep their head above water. They were treading with everything that's within them, only to be, you know, it's something about it when somebody's drowning and they're panicked. It seems like the harder they try, the more they panic. And it seems like they go down that much quicker. They fight against everything that's there to help them. They pull away from people that's wanting to save them. And there's some here tonight this year, you felt like you were drowning. You felt like you were going under. But the Lord spoke to the man of God and said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. What's he going to do, Brother Daniel? He'll build a levee if he has to. He'll put a dam on this side. He'll part the Red Sea. But he won't let us go under, church. He won't let us drown in the sea of adversity. There's those that this year has probably been the worst year of your life, but you're still here. And Sister Lisa's testimony blessed my soul, as the last 2 days were some of the longest days in her life. but she's still here. If it had not been the Lord, there's a lot of people in that situation. They took their own life. They've lost their mind. But here's a lady stands up and said, if it had not been the Lord who was on my side, I'm glad I've got a God that cares enough about me to keep me through the most troublesome times of my life, to give me the victory when all of hell as you're going under and it's not going to work out, that God brings us through it. Psalm 73 and 2, David, he got to looking around at things. He said, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Is there anybody here that you kind of felt like this year you've got in some slick places? You got in some slippery places, Brother David, and it felt like the harder you dug, you just couldn't get your foot on a solid foundation. And the more you tried, it seemed like the farther down you went, and the slicker it got. You know, it's something about a mud hole. The more you try to get out of it, most of the time you end up making it worse. And that thing got slick. I don't know about you, but there were some times this year that the devil tried to catch me, Brother Daniel. He tried to get me to slip. He tried to get me to slide this way. But David went on to say in Psalms 40 and 2, he went on to say he brought me up out of an horrible pit and a miry clay, and he set my foot on a rock. I'm glad tonight, Brother James, that in the slippery places over the past year, that there was a rock right in the slough of despond. That pilgrim soldier Christian, he found a stepping stone. I'm glad there's still a sure foundation, church, and we can make it through. I come to try to preach to us tonight and to encourage us to look back over that. I got to thinking about it today. All that the Lord has done for me this year. Brother James, the times I was low, he lifted me. The times when I felt like I was sliding, he steadied me. The Bible let me know that his name is a safe place, and the righteous run into it and are safe. He let me know, Brother James, when I'm compassed all about. David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, it'll lead me to the rock that's higher than I. He let me know, Brother Larry Wayne, he pointed me back to times this year, and I should have messed up, and I should have slipped, and I should have got down, but he kept me standing. You may not have dealt with it, Brother James. It seems like I fought hell and high water this year, to try to get a step above the devil. It seemed like a lot of times everywhere you turn, it seemed like he was right there trying to throw something at you, trying to mess with your mind, whatever the case may be. But Brother Nathan Johnson sung the song and said, I'm still standing after all. I'm glad to know I'm still standing, Brother Larry Wayne. I'm not backslid tonight. I hadn't quit the house of God. I'm not discouraged. I'm not dismayed. Well, I know it's been the Lord that stood by my side. Psalms 124 and 7. He said, our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. And then he said, the snare is broken. He ain't gonna hit that one right there is broken. He can't set it again. There's some things, Brother Daniel, that I've dealt with before, and I had to deal with it again. But there's things that God brought me out of. He broke the snare. And said, you won't have to deal with that one again. Brother Shad McDonald told that story about where the Lord spoke to him and said that the devil had laid a trap for him. It was back a few years ago when we had so many preachers that had fallen, and it seemed like he felt like there was a trap that was laid for him. But he said the Lord Spirit of God woke him up one night, Brother Larry Wayne. He heard the sound of a trap springing, and the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, I sprung the trap. I believe there was times this year, church, that God sprung the trap for us. There was traps that the devil laid. Brother Daniel works with the public. There's times, no doubt, the devil laid traps. But somehow the Holy Ghost has a way of saying, when you get ready to say something, he just says, hold your peace. When you get ready to go somewhere, he says, don't go there. When you get ready to go that way, he says, take a different way. Only to find out later what could have happened. Church, I'm glad to know tonight that the Lord is still on my side. If he hadn't have been, I wouldn't have been here. God has kept us. The Bible said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you blameless before his exceeding glory. I'm glad, Brother Ronnie Gore, that God has kept me. There's those of you here and those of us here that the devil had his way, not only spiritually, but physically, you would not be sitting here tonight. Brother James, I got to praying this afternoon and got to thinking about you. Has there been a time in the past year that the devil told you, maybe you woke up with a weird feeling right here, and the devil said it's back? Has he ever told you that, that you're going to have to deal with it again? Brother Ronnie Gore, did he tell you it's going to be a massive heart attack? You're going to die? Sister Letha, he told you you're going to lose your mind. You're not going to make it. Brother Larry Wayne, you ain't going to find a place. All of these things, and he poured it all in on top of us. But here we are tonight. Brother James is healed. Brother Ronnie's healed. Sister Letha's doing good. Brother Larry Wayne and them got him a place up here. I want to tell you, church, God's still concerned about his people. He's not going to let us go under. He's not going to let us go down. But he's got it all under control. I don't know about you, but I'm glad tonight, Brother Larry Wayne. If the devil would have had his way, he would have destroyed everything that's precious to me. But I'm here tonight, my home's still together. Brother James, I don't see no wheelchairs in the place. I don't see a crutch one. I don't see an oxygen tank or a neck brace. I don't see any of that stuff tonight. Church, we've got something to be thankful for. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, there's been a lot of us here tonight that would not be here. How many of you here tonight, quickly by raising a hand, there's something that's happened to you in the past couple of years that you should have been dead? There's a lot of us. Brother David, just a couple of weeks ago, when that 480 main, when I hit that ground against that breaker panel, it blew out in my face. A buddy that lives by us, he works on shutdowns for electricians. He said, you'd have been dead. Others here, Brother James, Brother Gore, that we got story after story where we could have been dead, or traps that the devil laid, and we could have been backslid, our homes broken apart. But thanks be unto God tonight, Brother James, he's kept us another year. 2007, I don't have no complaints on God, Brother Earl. I don't have no story of poor mouthing and poor old pitiful me. I say God's kept me, and God's blessed me, and God's prospered me, and he's helped me, and I'm thankful for it tonight. He's tried to mess with our minds. He's tried to mess with our homes. I don't know if any, I'm sure that those of you that have children or were expecting children, there's times in the early on that the devil racks on your mind, something's going to go wrong, and there's going to be a miscarriage, or something's going to go wrong. But I got to pray in a day, it's 7 weeks away, Brother Larry Wayne, and the doctor said everything looks good, Brother James. I give God the glory for it, because if it had not been the Lord, the devil would have liked to make something happen, try to cause me to have a nervous breakdown, or try to cause me to get bitter on God. But I'm still here tonight, and I've got a story to tell that God's been good to me. I don't have any complaints on the Lord. I've been around people and all they do is poor mouth. All they do is complain. Poor old pitiful me. It's never been this bad. I mean, that's the same. Brother James, I do not want to be that way, because I realize where I could be. I realize what could have happened. I realize what should have happened, but it hadn't been that way. God blocked it, Brother Larry Wayne. They got the report on your dad wasn't the best that you was hoping for. But God has a way of turning things. And when it's all over, that you can look back and say the devil meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. And I'm glad tonight for a testimony that God has been with us. I don't know about you, but it really bothers me and scares me to think, Brother Daniel, where I could have been at. The things that could have happened this year, the things that did happen, and God just helped us and brought us through it. It didn't have to turn out that way. It didn't turn out that way for everybody. There's some that was with us at the start of the year. They're not with us tonight. There's some that have passed on. There's some that have backslid. There's different situations. But I'm glad tonight that we're still standing strong. I want to let the enemy know that, Brother James, as far as I'm concerned, I've cast my lot with God. And I want to stay with him because he's been good to me. He's kept me. He's blessed me. He's helped me. He's done the same for each and every one of you. I just want to come and encourage us tonight. Let us look back over in this holiday season, Christmas season, New Year. I think it'd pay us good to find us a place to get along with God and just think about what he's really done for us. Think about how he's helped us, how he's kept us, and how he's blessed us. Let's stand tonight all over the house. get Sabrina, come around and get us a song. We can find a mic that's got a good battery in it. I don't know. I got to thinking about this early this morning and got to praying about it. Brother Earl, he's been good to me this year. He has kept us. I know I'm repeating myself, but I guess if David done it in Psalms, I can do it tonight, Brother James. He kept on saying it over and over and over again. I don't want to let it slip my mind, Brother Russell, what God's done for us. Sister Eloise, the devil probably told you Joel would never come back home. But Joel's about he was riding around with me the other day, bro. I believe God's going to bring him back. Things that the devil said is not going to happen, it's happening. Things that the devil said is going to happen, hasn't happened. It's amazing to me, Brother Larry, how God can just work it all in. If he wants it to happen, he can let it go. If he don't, he can block it. I'm closing. I remember here back earlier in the year, there was something that was bothering me, something I was worried about. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but somebody told me, said, God can block it. And God's done that over and over and over for me this year, me and Sabrina, and I'm sure he has for you too. I believe it do us good to come around this altar tonight as she sings and just think back over this past year, just what God has done for you, just how he has blessed you, just how he has kept you. Oh, he's been good to us this year, church. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's come around and seek the face of God and thank him for his blessings.